If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
almost.
You slip and catch yourself and you say, this is a dangerous place. I blank fell.
I almost fell.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, and you ask somebody, how
far?
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
if you're pointing out something nearby,
and you want somebody's attention called to it, you would say,
look.
If you want to know how many times somebody's done something, you say, how often? You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, you agree with him. He says, I'm not going to vote for that guy.
I'm not either.
Why then? The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired is what part of your body?
Hard.
Go to the barber and have your what?
Your hair.
Cut. Alright, and if you are a man and you haven't shaved in a week, you would probably be growing a
beard.
What did the old time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Any special one?
I don't know. I never noticed.
Well, which ear would it be on this side?
Well, it would be more convenient if it was in your right hand to put it over your left ear.
And if it was in your left hand, over your...
Vice versa.
Which would be the...
Right.
If someone's mumbling, you say, that take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your
neck.
You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
He says you need to feel that
tooth.
The flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
You could hold that baby bird in the off your hand.
Palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm is a
joint.
The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
And he has broad
shoulders.
They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
You have a left
hand
and a
right hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
At the end of your leg is your
foot,
and you have
2 feet.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
leg or shin.
And that would be what part of a horse, say? His what?
His leg.
The back part of the thigh, especially midway between the knee and the buttocks, is what? You're squatting down on your what?